WFMU.
East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope.
In Rockland County at 91.9 FM.
And online at WFMU.org.
All over the world.
PM Friday.
I just blew Frangry's mind.
Let's get this done.
Let's get this done.
This is Shut Up Weirdo, and I'm Frangry.
I'm Michelle, also known as Foodbed.
Foodbed just showed me a quite unbelievable video.
You know what I love?
Cake farts. Something about a cake fart and a woman with a butt farting on a cake.
She sits in the cake. She settles in.
She settles on the cake, and she gets frosting on her booty, and then she farts.
All on it.
All over it.
And she says, let's get this done.
Yeah, she says, you know what I love? Cake farts. So, happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday, everybody. Do yourselves a favor.
Jesus Christ.
You loved it.
It was pretty awesome.
Martha liked it.
Martha loved it, too.
I was worried because she's an intellectual, you know.
Yeah, I was worried she was going to be like, you guys are idiots. She laughed.
Mm-hmm. So, it gets Martha's seal of approval. You know it's good.
Let's get this done.
I'm nervous about tonight's show.
No,
but
wait.
Excited.
Tonight's show is genius. Thank you to Matt Warwick.
He's just a wealth of ideas lately.
He says he's an idea man.
He really is.
For this topic tonight, which we have changed, so don't look at the Facebook page. Look at the Twitter. don't look at one social media outlet. Look at the other one. tonight's topic is spoiler alert. I'm going to say it really obnoxious like
every
that.
Every time?
Every single time.
Like you're on the radio. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Ugh,
so annoying. I'm going to hate myself before the show's over. I mean, I kind of already do a little.
Me too.
So we want you to call in and spoil TV shows and movies. Like, you know, I don't know. What's the one with, I see dead people, but then Bruce Willis is the dead guy? Spoiler alert. Right?
Yeah.
Is this going to work or is this going to bomb?
I don't know.
Or, okay, but there's two rules. There's one rule.
You there's
can spoil
one?
Anything but Star Wars.
And?
Game of Thrones.
You can't spoil Game of Thrones.
That's the two, right?
Yeah. Star Wars, because no one's seen it.
No one's seen Star Wars, so we don't want to ruin it for everyone.
Because it's pretty epic.
Right. And Game of Thrones, because that's the one we kind of care about.
You can't spoil True Detective, because no one knows how the hell that show ended.
Yeah,
so confusing.
I'm still like, what? What? So call us at 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is spoiler alerts. Call us up and spoil your favorite or maybe your not so favorite TV shows, movies.
Do people say the name of the show and then the spoiler, or how does it work?
I think they should be like, maybe spoil, and then if we don't know what it is, then we can ask.
I'm not going to know what a lot of stuff is.
I mean, I don't think I will either, but also we don't have any calls, so it's not like we have a problem yet.
201-209-9368, spoiler. Maybe people were mad. This is a controversial topic.
I hope everyone gets mad. If you can handle it, don't listen.
You're a drama queen.
Because I think it's really funny when people get really mad. You know how people like live tweet TV shows on Twitter? And people get pissed like, thanks for spoiling. Well, get off Twitter, bro.
You live tweet events sometimes.
That's right. So get off Twitter if you don't want to know what's happening.
What if you want to be a part of social media, but you don't want television ruined for you?
I guess then you shouldn't be a part of social media at the time that your show is airing.
201-209-9368.
Not one call.
Why?
I don't know. You can join our comments community by going to WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist link.
The phone's broken. 201-209.
It's not broken. Uh-oh. I don't know how to hang up this call.
201-209-9368. There. I don't understand.
Maybe they don't want to play spoiler alert.
You know, I bet our fans love TV, and they probably maybe don't want to play. What's happening?
Nothing.
It's nice out.
Mr. Johnny says, two cheeks, one cake.
Maybe everyone's too busy looking up cake farts.
Maybe nobody wants to get it spoiled.
Cake farts?
Or the TV shows.
What?
People are saying they're not going to listen. Maybe it's backfiring already.
It's a fatal flaw.
Yeah. Oh my god, I feel like we're on 7-second delay right now.
Oh my god.
Hey, we have a call.
Guys, come on. We're all in this together.
Yeah, you guys, get it. Grow up, everybody. It's just TV.
I mean, I wouldn't go that far.
Oh, okay, sorry. I took it too far.
It's not just TV.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, can I spoil Fight Club?
Sure.
Tyler Durden is the narrator's imaginary friend.
Oh my god, really?
It is indeed true.
So they're... Wait, what?
They're the same person.
They're the same person,
yeah. You didn't really spoil it right, actually. You kind of spoiled it wrong.
How did I spoil it wrong?
He's a schizophrenic and they're
That's
the same
That's his other personality. It's not really his imaginary... You didn't even understand the damn movie, bro!
Maybe.
You're supposed to think that they're two different people through the whole thing.
Yeah, right. And then you but realize then it's just his...
The same person.
Yeah. Yeah, that kind of spoils it, knowing that they're the same person.
Yeah, but you thought it was his imaginary friend. That's very different from being the same person.
Well, it sort of is. He's imagining that he's there next to him through the whole movie.
You know, I spent 3 years of my life watching that movie every single night. It was a dark time.
You've seen that movie like 1,200 times?
I only like the first half. So it's a dark time.
Wow.
All right, that's all I've got.
All right, have a good one.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert, this show might suck.
Spoiler alert, the phone is not really working that well.
So, what?
Peanut says on the comments board, spoiler alert, it gets worse. Oh boy. Spoiler alert, the walrus was Paul? What does that mean?
It's a Beatles reference.
Oh, well... I didn't get it.
What does that mean?
I don't like anything about the Beatles. What does that even mean?
Because in I Am the Walrus, they talk about how he's dead or something.
What's I Am the Walrus?
It's like part of a Beatles song.
Oh. What Beatles song?
I don't know what it's called. It might be called... No, it's not called I Am the Walrus.
Robin's an idiot.
Why?
She just said, this could be good because Frangri's pop culture knowledge is so spotty. Example, can Game of Thrones be spoiled? It's not even over. It's a book. The rest of the stuff we haven't seen can be spoiled.
Don't get mad at Robin. If someone spoils Game of Thrones, I'm going to be, like, crazy.
Are you going to quit the show?
I, I'm going to be so angry. If anyone says anything about Game of Thrones, you have to hang up on them right away.
Well, but you have to tell me.
But you know the show. You
okay,
watch
but what
it.
If, like, I don't get it till after they already spoil it? 201-209-9368. Tonight we're playing a game called Spoiler Alert!
You spoiled The Leftovers for me.
I didn't spoil it. I'm just smart, and I knew what was going to happen. I was... Girl.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Are you impressed?
Yes, you were right.
That's right.
But I didn't love the last episode, did you?
I didn't like it either.
I thought I was going to love it, and I just wasn't that into it.
It was over, and I was like, that was stupid. Like, I don't know. It didn't really make me want to watch it again. Yeah. All right, let's do this then.
Let's get this done.
Let's get this done. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frankie. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Johnny.
All right.
What do you think of this topic?
I like the other one better.
Really?
The awkward and awesome.
You don't know anything.
Hmm.
All right, well, Dorothy returns to Kansas. Patrick Bateman never killed anybody.
Wait a minute, he didn't?
Wait, I must have missed that.
No, he never killed anybody.
Yes, he did.
Not in the book, no, he never killed anybody.
What do you mean? It was all like
psycho.
It was all fantasy?
Yeah, it was all fantasy. When he talks to his lawyer, I don't know about the movie, but in the book, you know, he never actually kills anybody. It's all like a fantasy.
I did not know that.
I'm pretty sure he never actually killed anybody, at least in the book. I don't know, maybe the movie's different.
I really did not know that.
Yep.
That movie's awesome. That book's really good, too, but how could I not have caught that?
No, he never killed anybody, and Gatsby's a fake.
Well, yeah, Gatsby is a fake.
Wait, I don't remember that. How's he fake?
He's just, like, not
an imposter.
He's supposed to be in... When Nick goes into his library, none of the books are read. You know, the binding isn't cracked.
Oh,
so.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, he's a
it's
fake.
Been a while.
And,
he's an imposter.
I'm an imposter. All right, have a good one, Johnny Muller.
Have a good one.
Robin says, Robin's an idiot, after Frangry says, what's I am a walrus?
Don't.
And I said, not liking the Beatles doesn't make me an idiot. It makes me smart.
Good for you. You told her.
Thanks, Food Bed. You're a good friend. Ready? Peanut says, spoiler alert, Tony Soprano gets shot and every horrible bar plays Journey for the next 7 years.
What?
I don't know. These people are really weird.
What are they saying?
I forgot how weird all these idiots are.
What are they saying?
Jake Gould says, spoiler alert, Frangry has a free U2 album in her iTunes because she loves the U2. No. People are being really mean to me today.
What are they saying?
Frangry was apparently raised in the Australian outback. What did I say?
Maybe because everybody knows what the walrus was Paul is kind of referring to.
Who is more likely to attend Burning Man Festival, Frangry or Michelle? I don't even know what that is.
You don't know what Burning Man is?
Isn't that where all the hippies go?
No, it's like where the all like Trustafarians go. Now.
The what?
Trustafarian.
What's a Trustafarian?
It's like the rich kids in college who had dreads.
Ew. Idiots. Call us at 201.
You never heard the word Trustafarian?
209-9368. Spoiler alert. Call us.
Frangry knows nothing.
Yeah. I apparently don't know anything. Call us and spoil TV shows and movies. Here's one. Norman Bates' mom is dead the whole time. It's him in a dress. Can we get, like, actual spoilers?
True?
That not everyone knows?
I didn't know that one.
You've never seen Psycho?
No. Scary movies scare me.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi there.
Hi there.
The smoke monster was the devil, and the island was its prison.
That, you know, you don't know that.
Which one's that one?
Lost.
That's pretty apparent, I think.
That they were all in purgatory?
No, not purgatory, just that they're in, like, the devil's prison.
Hold on a second, Frangry needs something.
Yeah, the beer.
Can you get a cup?
Here's the whiskey. Let's just trade for a second.
I just feel like you're sick.
You're the one who told me you were sick.
It's scotch.
Oh, I don't know the difference.
Well, it's...
I don't know what the Beatles
it's
is.
It's still whiskey.
I don't know... What else do I not know? Trustafarian. I don't know the difference between scotch and whiskey.
You never were at a bonfire till 2 days ago.
Well, that's freaking right I wasn't. I made s'mores and everything. And it was more like a week ago, but whatever.
I also guess the truth in the X-Files was that there's an alien colonization coming.
No one understood that show.
The truth is out there.
This show sucks.
You were so excited. You were so excited.
Well, it's boring. It's not as fun as I thought.
Let's just keep going.
All right, have a good one, brah. Plus, people are being really mean to me.
What else are they saying?
Carmichael says, here's a topic the things Frankie doesn't know. I'm sure I know a lot of things they don't know.
I'm sure you do. For the next marathon, can we make you cake fart?
No, my butt
please,
will have to be on a cam. No, I'm not getting naked.
With underwear on. A G-string?
No.
Why?
Because I'm not a whore.
You make me go to meetups.
I don't make you go naked.
I feel just as naked.
Absolutely
at a meetup.
Not. Keep trying, my friend. It's one meetup once a year
it's
for 2 hours.
It's one cake fart once a year.
I would consider doing it in clothes. In clothes.
Yes.
In clothes.
In underwear.
I didn't say what kind of clothes. I just
in a
said
bathing
clothes.
Suit?
Clothes.
Clothes
if
are
I do
bathing.
It, you have to do it. What are you going to do then?
I can't do that.
Why can't you do that?
Because I'm me and you're you. That should be enough of a reason.
That's not enough of a reason. If I have to do it, you have to do it. That's the point of the marathon. We both have to be out of our element.
I'm already out of my element being alive in this world.
Well, that's too bad.
You know what I
realized? That's the way it is.
I'm going to have, okay, I had a really weird revelation.
Okay, go, let's hear it.
I think next year, when I'm 39, I'm going to tell the funniest joke I've ever told.
Do you know it already?
No, I just have a feeling that it's going to be like.
Like you think it's going to happen for
like,
you.
I'm going to have this joke next year that's just going to be like, oh my God.
Like Michelle's a genius?
Yeah, it's going to be.
On the air?
I don't know.
Or just in general.
I hope it happens on the air.
Well,
I'm not
if a joke
sure.
happens and no one's there to hear it, it didn't happen.
Is it really a joke?
Yeah, it's not.
Well, someone will hear it.
I don't know. Maybe you think about it in the shower.
I have a really good feeling then. About next year and this joke. I'm telling you. Now what they say about you. Hey, do people ever tell
you? They're being so mean.
Do people ever tell you you look like the mom on Gilmore Girls?
No.
You do.
Someone told me, where was I this weekend? Oh, I was sitting at the Macaroni Grill at Chicago O'Hare Airport. Thank you very much. Thank you. It was delicious. Killing 2 hours, getting drunk. And when I walk in, some dude stares at me, and I'm like, what the hell is that guy looking at? I just keep walking. He was a waiter. And then about 25 minutes later, he comes over, and he's like, when you walked in, I thought you were Sarah Silverman.
You don't look like her.
I was like, thanks.
You don't look like her.
Thanks, bra.
What's up with you saying bra?
I don't know. Leave me alone. Everyone stop making fun of me.
I'm not. I'm just asking. So, seems
Peanut
like
Peanut says, Frankie, don't do the cake fart. The internet is forever. Thank you, Peanut. You're right.
Peanut, you're wrong.
Robin says, all of a sudden, I have a vision of a Frankie gif on Ken's playlist. Mr. Johnny
Robin,
says,
look it up.
Cake farting does not make you a whore, Frankie.
He's right. Oh my God, stop that. 201-209-9368, spoiler alert.
There's something called meatloaf farts.
Yeah, there's like pudding fart, but none of them, I haven't actually watched any of them, but none of them seem as funny. But then my friends were like, what if the cake had a candle on it?
And you put it in your butt? Are we allowed to talk about this?
No.
I don't really want to answer the phone.
Just answer the phone.
Hi, you're on the radio. What's your spoiler?
The peanut is neither a pea nor a nut.
It's a legume.
This show sucks.
That's a good spoiler.
Should we go to our topic A?
Thank you for calling, sir.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
He will. What?
Jake Gold says you should do pizza farts.
No, I would never taint a beautiful pizza.
And then eat it.
There must be
I'll
part two.
I'll do a pizza fart and you have to eat it.
That's so messed up.
What?
That's like a major power struggle where you're just saying you're in charge.
Okay, you do the pizza fart and I'll eat it.
It would burn me.
What?
The hot cheese would burn me.
What's with you and the burning hot cheese?
I don't want to get burned there with hot cheese.
Just wait a minute for it to cool down before you get a ball on it.
No one waits a minute for it to cool down.
Well, you have to. We can put on a layer of Parmesan.
I don't know about you, but I like it hot. I don't know about you, but I like it hot.
Oh, my God. This is the worst show ever.
Can't you wait till next year when I have the best joke of my life?
I mean, I can't wait to hear what it is, and I hope it happens before the marathon so that we make a lot of money.
It's really keeping
me going.
Why are
we already talking about the marathon?
I don't know.
Now I'm excited. Lauren Graham is her name.
Yeah. You look like her a little bit.
I like her. She's hot and bad Santa.
What?
Have you seen that movie?
No.
Oh, it's funny. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the radio. What's your spoiler?
Oh, my friend Don has a question for you. Hold on. Johnny, you're on the radio.
Hello?
Hi, Johnny.
Hi. Everybody was talking about The Sopranos last week, about Tony Soprano dying.
Mm-hmm.
As he walks through the door, he looks at himself sitting at the table. I can't believe nobody knows that. I don't even know what it means.
Well, the director was saying that Tony Soprano does not die, which made me mad.
Right. He walks through the door and looks at himself.
He's
already dead.
If you ask me, he's dead.
You think he's dead the whole time?
No, but he dies in that episode.
As he walks through the door, they kill him as he walks through the door.
No.
Because he's looking at himself in the diner sitting down.
No, he's not, dude. It's called a director's cut of something. I don't know.
No, it's in the actual show. You gotta watch it.
All right, I'm gonna watch it tonight. Have a good one. I hate that guy.
Why?
Hi, I don't know. I just do. Leave me alone. I'm allowed to have feelings. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. You say that this is such a bad show when all of the visuals that you're providing with pizza and cake and cheese drinks just is keeping me going for the day.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you're having a good time. Michelle, let's do a trade.
In the movie Killing Room?
What's Killing Room?
Oh, gosh, a great psychological thriller.
I do like a good psychological thriller.
Like Seven? Her head is in the box.
Spoiler alert.
Since you haven't seen it, I'm almost tempted to not tell you.
Nah, tell us.
Okay. The crew, what's his name? Nick Cannon's character?
I don't watch movies with Nick Cannon.
Nick Cannon.
Yeah, Nick Cannon is in there. He's actually playing a serious role. It's not one of
absolutely not.
Goofy, what do you call it? Introduction guys in these TV shows.
He was married to Mariah Carey?
Is. They're currently divorcing.
How can she land a man?
Do you know how rich she is?
It's all about the Benjamins, baby.
Are you kidding me?
What?
Yeah. She probably gets dirty, too.
Listen. First of all, my mom thought our show was called What's Up, Stupid? She goes, I listen to your show, What's Up, Stupid? And I was like, okay, shut up, weirdo. And then
Wait, that just made my day. Yeah. We should make shirts and say, What's up, stupid?
My parents actually listened to a show.
Which one?
I didn't want to get into it. I just said, it's not really for parents. And then my dad said,
you got that right.
No, he said,
young lady.
I listened to it. You were funny. You should definitely get it to Howard Stern.
What?
I just really think we're shooting too low.
Everybody at the wedding was like, you have a radio show?
And then what?
I don't know. They were all just like, when can I hear it? Everybody's all about me and my radio show. Not about me, but about the radio show. Thought it was weird. Because who cares?
Because I don't know. No, I don't
What was it that they thought it was called?
What's up, stupid?
That's really good.
And I saw Larry David.
Oh, Robin. What? Messed up and she wins. Spoiler alert, your marriage will fail. Well done, Robin. I know that wasn't directed at me, though. Where'd you see Larry David?
Benjamin's Steakhouse.
What's that?
It's a steakhouse by Grand Central Station.
I was in Bed-Stuy last night.
Ooh.
Come on, you're not proud of me?
I thought you were in Fort Greene last night.
I was there, too.
Why were you in Bed-Stuy?
I don't know. I went to a bar.
What bar?
Doris.
I've never been. Where'd you go to dinner?
Speedy Romeo.
Hmm. Is it good?
Yeah, it was good.
What are you having tonight for dinner?
This is dinner.
Hmm. Healthy choices.
Mm-hmm.
201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU. Fran Gree just picked her nose, and we're taking your spoiler alerts. Now she picked the other one. Not the other nose, the other nostril. Stop picking your nose.
It's really itchy today.
No, but don't, like, pick it.
Something's been wrong with me, and I've been, like, really, 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 really tired. Like, I literally have been falling asleep everywhere.
Is it your food allergy?
Do you think I'm dying?
No, I'm really tired all the time. Is it your food allergy?
Mm-mm. And I feel like I can't catch my breath. And I've had a headache for, like, 2 weeks straight.
Well, the weather's changing and winter's coming. So.
Robin says, spoiler alert, Frangry, you'll never get married.
That's not nice, Robin.
And then Dan from Augusta says, spoiler alert, Frangry gets married and lives in Michigan on the lake.
That's cute. Station manager Ken's from Michigan.
Maybe I'll marry station manager Ken.
He's married.
Maybe one day he won't be. No?
No, he will be.
Damn it. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. Spoiler alert.
Let's hear it.
The character Verbal Johnson in The Usual Suspects was the mastermind behind the whole crime.
He was Kaiser Soze.
Kevin Spacey?
Yeah, he was Kaiser Soze.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember that movie.
Spoiler alert!
Oh, great, great movie. I think the screenplay won the Oscar for the best screenplay.
Did it?
I believe so, yeah. The Usual
Suspects. Oscar alert!
But I gotta tell you, though, with this subject...
Uh-huh.
I mean, the TV production companies, they go to great lengths to prevent people from finding out, you know, how the shows are going to end. So it's really hard because, you know, who knows how these shows are going to end.
Okay.
Follow me?
Yeah.
All right.
Have a good one.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
I want a chicken sandwich. And I want a hamburger sandwich with french fries on it. And I want a macaroni and cheese sandwich.
Why are you so hungry?
I don't know.
Call us at 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is spoiler alert. We want you to call us and spoil TV shows and movies.
What else? Spoiler alert. What other shows do people ruin? What's happening?
Dan from Augusta says I'm anemic, which was what I thought.
Oh, maybe you are anemic.
Robin says, spoiler alert, Fangry, that is sadly not your last visit to a macaroni grill, and I hope not, because the pizza was good.
You had pizza at a macaroni grill?
It was delicious.
Ew. Whenever I'm at an
It was like that or like...
Yeah, you know what you're supposed...
Nastier food.
You know what you're supposed to eat at an airport.
What?
Cinnabon.
Ew.
Cinnabon is...
They didn't have Cinnabon, but they had that pretzel place.
Ugh, Annie's?
Yeah.
Screw that. It's all about going into a Cinnabon shame spiral at the airport. That hot
airports
white cream.
Airports are like a sad... What's with you and the hot gooey stuff? Have you noticed that?
It's two things. Cinnabon cream. I did eat a lot of gravy yesterday.
And you're like... Burn me with that hot cheese. And now you're talking about the hot cream on the Cinnabon.
Well, I just think whenever I go to the airport, I get excited because I get to roll into a Cinnabon shame spiral.
That sounds fun.
So good.
I hate traveling. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frankie. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Hi. Do you really want me to spoil something?
Yeah.
Okay. The first season of Dexter, his brother is a serial killer.
Was that the first season or the second?
It's not his brother. It's his sister's boyfriend.
No, it's his brother.
No, it's his brother.
The ice truck killer is his brother.
That's not the first season.
I think it might be the second season.
The first season, his older brother, who was in the shipping cart, shipping crate, container, whatever, with him.
The ice truck killer.
Is the ice truck killer,
Pretty sure it's the second season, though.
Because I only watched one season.
No, I believe it was at the end of the first.
Either way, it's his brother.
Oh, either way, it's spoiled.
How did that show end?
He moves away and goes, like, becomes a fisherman somewhere.
And he, what happened to his kids?
Oh, he leaves the kid with the blonde girl he falls in love with, and he fakes his own death.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't
Spoiler alert!
He doesn't want to hurt them anymore than he already has.
Oh, I know what that is like.
Because he already had the one wife murdered, you know?
He murdered her?
No, someone murdered her because of him. Another serial killer.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. And that was his real life wife, and he got the, and they got divorced.
Yeah.
No, his sister was his real life wife.
She's pretty.
Right. Yeah. His sister
she's not pretty.
Yeah. She's wife. Cool looking.
I think she looks like a dude. Married. She's got like a weird chin area.
I think she's pretty.
All right. Have a good one.
You too.
People tell Ashley she looks like her.
Really? Congratulations on your wedding, Ashley.
She's definitely not listening.
Where's her honeymoon?
She's in Tortola, but they're only there for a few days, and then next year they want to go to Croatia.
Oh, Croatia's beautiful.
Yeah.
I'd like to go to Croatia.
I even danced to that song. One more time. Yes! She turned to me, and she pointed, and she said, "I'm telling everyone." And I was like, no, I'm going to deny it.
Telling everyone what?
That I was dancing to the worst songs in the world.
You danced?
Like, one more time. I had the best time ever. It was so fun.
You never dance with me.
I danced my bee off.
How did you dance?
Like this.
Did you have a beat?
Yeah.
Because you told me you don't know how to dance.
I mean, like, I'm not, like, I don't have moves. I just kind of, like, you know, shake
my
butt a little.
You don't have moves like me.
No, I don't have moves. I just kind of like jump up and down and shake my butt a little.
Cool.
It was so fun.
Awesome.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, spoiler alert. In Titanic, at the end, the boat sinks.
No!
No, it doesn't. Yeah. Misinformed.
That's not true. Who told you that?
I don't know. I'm sorry. I didn't want to ruin it for anyone.
I never saw it.
Don't waste your time.
I won't.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too, ladies. Thank you.
Call us at 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is spoiler alerts. Call us and spoil TV shows and movies. It'll be fun.
I'm very hungry. Call now, you'll get through. 201-209-9368. Today's topic is spoiler alerts.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, hi, it's Jim.
Hi, Jim.
The little girl dies.
In what?
The sword, the one in Game of Thrones.
What? No, she doesn't. Hang up.
Arya?
She doesn't die. She doesn't die. Hang up! If she dies, I'm going to be really freaking pissed. Did she die?
Everyone's probably going to die on that show. They don't care. They kill the beloved characters.
Joffrey Baratheon is not a beloved character.
What's her name and what's his name were and the dude who got beheaded was?
No one liked Robb Stark.
They liked his mommy.
No.
Nobody wanted her to die.
I wanted Catelyn to die.
Is that her name?
Yes. That guy's a jerk, and he's banned from the show forever, and he broke the golden rule. I hope Jon Snow dies.
He's hot. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, I have a spoiler alert. Everyone dies.
Hey!
He said everyone dies.
I bleeped him.
Like that makes you not hear it? Even if you bleep him, you still hear it.
I don't want to ruin it for I'm getting pissed now. I don't want to play this game anymore. Because that's like, that. I need my TV. I don't think you understand how severely I need my TV. I thought people liked me. I'm surprised people are calling to ruin Game of Thrones.
Guess they don't like you. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, this is Warren from South Texas.
Hi.
I've got a spoiler alert.
For what show?
The movie Emily.
Okay.
The mystery guy throughout the movie this maintenance guy that works on the little coin-op photo machine.
That was one of my most hated movies ever.
Yeah, Michelle hates Amelie.
Why?
Oh, you sound sweet, sir.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
I thought it was a really good movie. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was really touching. It was kind of like a Hallmark card there at the end.
You didn't think it was a little bit too twee?
I don't know. Well, I'm pretty old, so that stuff doesn't
Me too.
So, but I liked it. Anyway, I thought it was a good plot twist, you know, something to kind of throw you off the fence throughout the movie. It was kind of neat the way they resolved it. It turned out to be a real nondescript, basic, you know, pedestrian top individual that was just doing his day-to-day job.
I like this guy. Thanks for calling, sir. Have a good one.
You too. Enjoy your show.
Thanks.
I don't have anyone on my list.
I thought he sounded so sweet, didn't you? Like
what
a really...
What's wrong with the phone?
Didn't that guy sound like a solid, good person? Like a stand-up guy?
Mm-hmm. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, how you doing? Spoiler alert. Gone Girl.
No, hang up. Hang up!
Oh my god, what? That wasn't against the rules!
I don't want to know.
You've never read the book?
No, and it's coming out soon.
Shut
up! You read the book?
Mm-hmm. Isn't this the point of the show?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't want it to ruin it for me.
Spoiler alert! Christian Grey loves S&M.
Allow.
Thank you.
I think my phone just made a noise. It went, dun, 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 dun.
I can't believe you haven't read Gone Girl.
Okay, well, I'm busy, and I'm really busy reading self-help books right now.
What are you reading?
I don't want to talk about it.
Is it helping?
Sort of.
Spoiler alert, all 101 Dalmatians survive.
That Cruella de Vil, huh? Now what? No one's winning this show.
Mr. Johnny says Michelle watched Amelie every day for 3 years.
No, I didn't. I watched Fight Club.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I have a spoiler alert.
What is it?
She's really transgender and she's going to show you her junk.
The Crying Game.
Yeah.
Love that movie.
Yeah, me too.
I got
another one.
There you go.
Last episode of 6 Feet Under... Everybody dies.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's true.
How do they all die?
Different ways at different times.
Wait, isn't that show about a, like, funeral?
You never saw that show?
No, is it good?
Yeah.
Would I like it?
I think you might.
Except now you know the ending.
It doesn't matter, though. That
yeah,
one doesn't
cares?
Matter.
It's not really spoiling it.
Mm-mm. I like you. Do you have any more?
Not that I can think of this on the fly. Oh. What about...
Did you watch Buffy?
Uh-uh. Yeah.
I love Buffy.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
Thanks.
I think it's funny that guy thought the guy in Fight Club was his imaginary friend.
What an idiot. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi.
Alternate ending spoiler alert. Dave Chappelle changes his mind and dives off the bridge after the joint at the end of Half-Baked.
No, he doesn't.
There's an alternate ending on the DVD, I
And
swear.
That's what happens?
He, like, there's the whole thing where he throws the joint off, and he's like, I love weave.
But not as much as I love her, the end.
And then he runs off, and he, like, it shows him, like, arguing in the distance, and he runs back, and he says, I'm coming, weed, and he dives off the bridge.
Really? That movie was pretty funny.
I don't remember it.
Oh, yeah.
I used to watch it a lot, though.
Dave Chappelle's handsome.
I just don't remember. I watched Con Air the other night, and he was in that movie.
He's cute.
He's in the Con Air?
Yeah.
Are you sure he's in Con Air?
He dies pretty fast, but
he's
yeah.
He's cute.
He gets stuck in, like, the wheel of the plane or
we
something.
We should try and meet him.
Why? Who cares?
He's smart.
I feel like he's not into that.
Into what?
He doesn't like the people.
He doesn't like the people. Neither do I.
Yeah, I know. Neither do I. I just pretend.
Well, I don't think I will need to pretend.
You're in a bang-up job.
I don't know how to I don't know how to pretend.
I'm great at it. All right, have a good one.
You too.
It's scary being good at something like that, though.
Hi, you're on the radio.
And you're like a sociopath.
Is this kind of stupid?
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Spoiler alert. At the end of American Beauty, Kevin Spacey gets killed by his neighbor and not his wife.
I watched that the other day on TV.
Terrible.
I love that movie.
That was written by the same guy that wrote all the episodes to Six Feet Under, Alan Ball.
Oh, wait. Doesn't he also write True Blood?
Terrible.
Yeah, he does. That's the same guy.
Yeah. I never watched True Blood.
What an idiot.
I love True Blood, but it is terrible.
Beauty was a great movie.
Well, True Blood was good. Like,
no, the part where the plastic bag is blowing in the air and he's all like, I've never seen something so beautiful.
Whatever, it's nice when you're like 15.
Yeah, when you're 15, it's fun.
Like when I watched that movie, I loved it.
It's no Heathers.
It's not Heathers.
Spoiler alert!
It's no Heathers.
Okay, have a good weekend.
Have a good one.
My other favorite movie.
Call us at 201-209-9368. Tonight we're playing the spoiler alert game. I need these headphones. Call us and spoil your favorite or not favorite TV shows and movies.
I can't believe someone tried to spoil Game of Thrones. So uncool.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, I wanted to do a further spoiler alert about American Beauty. I thought the guy might bring it up.
Go.
It's in the European version of that movie. It's in the beginning, but and you don't realize till the end that it was actually Ricky Fitz gets blamed for killing Lester Burnham because he doesn't say anything, and it was, you know, his dad used his gun in the house, and he just takes the blame. And that's, like, so beautiful, you know, because he's, like, he gives up his life to protect his dad who had disowned him, and that's how the movie ends.
His dad, who's a total jerk-off?
Yeah, he's angry and repressed. It's not his fault, it's the murder.
It's his fault. I hate that guy.
Yeah, well, we have to take accountability, but... Anyways, I just thought...
I didn't know there was a British version.
Yeah, that's how it was supposed to actually turn out.
Oh, huh. All right, have a good one. Thanks. These headphones are so itchy. Hi, you're on the radio.
They probably have lice.
Probably.
End of JFK, President Kennedy's still dead.
Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I got a spoiler alert.
Let's hear it.
The girl in Divergent dies in the last book.
What's Divergent?
I think it's like a ripoff of The Hunger Games. I never saw it. It just came out in theaters.
Oh, I got a spoiler alert. What's your name? Sister dies in The Hunger Games.
Aw, man.
Oh, that's a good one.
Thanks.
Hey, did you ever see Star Wars?
No. We're not spoiling that one. Nobody's seen it.
Wait, the girl's sister dies in Hunger Games?
Yeah, she gets blown up. Hi, you're on the radio.
Damn it.
Hey, I'd like to spoil some Game of Thrones.
No!
Don't worry, I hung up.
I need a Xanax.
I need a manicure.
I got one today because I have a wedding on Sunday.
I'm going to get one.
Not tomorrow. My own. Don't worry, fellas.
I'm sure they're freaking out.
They might have been panicking.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, it's Ernie. How are you?
Hi, Ernie.
I have one, but it's a bit sardonic, if you don't mind.
All right.
At the end of Night of the Living Dead, the protagonist is killed by the police.
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
Nice delivery, Ernie.
Have a great day.
You
Thanks,
too.
Ernie.
Is this show over yet?
Soon.
I just want to go home. Call us at 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is spoiler alerts.
You are so excited.
Call us and spoil TV shows and movies. 201-209-9368. I was on this flight from Chicago to some random place called Traverse City, Michigan. It was literally 25 minutes up in the air and down.
Do you fly first class?
No, do you think I'm rich?
Yes.
I've flown first class once in my whole life because my brother upgraded me as a gift.
Huh.
And it was a beautiful
experience. Yeah, I've flown first class a few times.
I got so drunk. The steward gave me a bottle of wine to take.
Really?
It was so fun. Hi, you're on the radio.
No, I'm really, I just let me spoil a little bit of Game of Thrones.
Mm-mm, hang up. Hang up!
Jesus. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. Spoiler alert for Pee-wee's Big Adventure. There is no basement at the Alamo.
What's your name? What's your name? Really?
Hey, Pee-wee guy?
I finally want to give someone a t-shirt and he hung up.
Hello, are you there?
I can't hear you.
What's your name?
Thanks.
What?
You might win. What's your name?
Oh, my name's Cindy.
Cindy?
Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y.
You're on the list.
Thanks.
You might win
a free t-shirt. Listen at the end of the hour.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good one.
Aw.
That was a girl.
That was a good one.
That was a girl.
That was a good one.
You're a good one.
201-209-9368. Spoiler alerts is today's topic, and there's only one person on this list.
Cindy.
How do you think last week went?
What happened last week?
We played the rerun of the first Shut Up Weirdo Ever.
Oh, people wrote on the Facebook page, I love Michelle.
They did?
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
You didn't go look?
No. I have no patience for Facebook. I think the interface is...
Robin has a Game of Thrones spoiler alert.
No.
No one will go on to have a successful post-Game of Thrones career.
I think that Tyrion will.
Oh, well, yeah. He's a genius. Hi, you're on the radio.
I've got three.
All right.
Eight Men Out, the found not guilty at the end.
Didn't see it.
It's a baseball movie.
Mm. Keep going.
Casablanca, Humphrey Bogart doesn't get the girl.
Ha ha.
And then Picnic at Hanging Rock, they never find the girls and the teacher.
I like that movie.
I love that movie.
That movie's amazing.
I don't know that movie.
Oh, my God. It's beautiful. You have to see it. Is it black and white?
No. It has, like, a sepia tone.
Yeah, it's amazing. They're wearing, like, beautiful dresses, right? And they all go on this weird picnic, and they're all repressed.
Yep, in Australia.
Yeah, it's amazing.
What's it called?
Picnic at Hanging Rock.
Sounds weird.
Oh, man, I want to watch that tonight. That movie's gorgeous.
I'm going to watch it, too, then. I want to do everything Michelle does.
It's a good movie.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Emily.
Emily, thanks for calling.
Have a good one.
Picnic at Hanging Rock.
Hi. You're on the radio.
Hi, I have a spoiler alert.
What is it?
If Free Willy gets freed back to the ocean at the end.
No.
Yeah.
A whale? No.
He does. Yeah.
Liz.
Absolutely
Liz.
Not.
Liz. Mm-hmm. What's your name?
Yep. Jenny.
Jenny, you're on the list.
Listen thanks. At the end of the hour. You might win a free t-shirt.
Yeah, thanks.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Jinx.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frangry. Can I talk to Michelle for a second?
Sure.
This is Michelle.
Michelle, don't tease us with that wedding stuff. That was kind of scary, so please don't do that again.
I'll try not to. One day, one day someone will make me their own.
It's going to be a sad day for the rest of us.
All right.
What if it's me?
You're going to make me your own?
Maybe. Oh, sorry, I'm not allowed to talk.
All right, thanks for calling, sir.
All right, bye.
You're allowed to talk.
Thanks. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, hi. Two spoiler alerts in the movie Videodrome.
I love that.
Shoots himself at the end, the main character. And the second spoiler alert is that with Free Willy, people think they did a good deed by putting that whale, like, all the way across the ocean. He died of loneliness.
That's not nice.
I know it's not nice. They should let him hang around the neighborhood, so to speak. Okay.
Have a good one.
What a downer. Did you see that movie Black Whale? It is true that schools of fishes, they're like communities. So if you move a fish or a whale into another group, like, they don't fit in well.
Do they die, like, really from loneliness?
They could potentially die because they have no one to communicate with or socialize with. What are you laughing at? That's not funny.
Peanut says, spoiler alert, turns out some dumbass let the dogs out.
Who?
I don't know. Who let the dogs out?
Who?
I don't know.
That's one of life's great mysteries.
Who let the dogs out? That should be our topic next week.
Life's great mystery.
No, who let the dogs out? What? That's genius.
What are the answers?
I don't know. Tom, Jen, Stacy, Mark, Bill, Jason.
I don't think Jason let the dogs out.
Could be anyone, really.
Not me.
You never know.
I'm too busy to let
the dogs out. Maybe Frankie let the dogs out. I probably would have let the dogs out because I don't want them near me. I'll let them out.
You let the dogs out?
Maybe. I don't want them sniffing up on me.
Who let the dogs out?
I did.
Who?
I did.
Who?
I let the dog
who?
Call us at
2.
Please stop. 201-209-9368. We've hit an all-time low.
Nuh-uh.
Hi, you're on the radio.
We've been lower.
That's true.
At the end of the Bible, Jesus comes back with a real bad attitude. He kicks ass. He takes names. Puts Satan in charge for like 1,000 years. And then after that, all the good, fun people, they get to go into the fire and lake of damnation and lamentation and all this other crap. And all the boring people, they get to dance around Jehovah forever in this adamantine kind of place. I can't get it.
Wow.
At the end of the Bible?
It was the best beginning of any call. Well done, Chris from Brooklyn.
Have a good one, ladies.
Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi.
Who let the dogs out?
Baha Men.
The Baha Men. That's who sang the song.
Yeah, I know.
So dumb.
Who let the dogs out?
That song was a huge success.
Which is just weird. Remember the peanut butter jelly song? Peanut butter jelly time.
Yeah, that was a hit. You know, I never heard that song till that show.
I know. Call us at 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is spoiler alert. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
What's your spoiler alert?
Spoiler alert. Took me a long time, but I got one. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In Kill Bill Volume 1, Uma Thurman kills Bill.
That's not Volume 2?
That's Volume 3.
There is no Volume 3.
Damn.
Right.
Wait, okay. She kills him at the end, so it's Volume 2.
No, it's Volume 1. I think it's Volume 1.
Maybe 2 came out first.
No,
yes,
bro.
Exactly.
No,
that's
not the way it works. No.
It could have. It's Quentin Tarantino.
Wrong.
I do like that movie.
Here's the spoiler.
Know.
Her daughter's alive.
Yes. That's a good one. She's alive.
She's alive, yeah.
She is alive.
Every hour, it's a spoiler alert. She didn't die.
Spoiler alert, Billy Jam will be up next.
Can I do a spoiler alert?
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, at the end of my show, I am going to play a song about when Bruce Willis had hair.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
All right, have a good one.
Thank you, bye.
Ken from Hyde Park says, in Frangri's world, Baha Men is greater than the Beatles. True.
201-209-9368. There's only a few minutes left of this show.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Más maravillas del ciego.
Hi, Orlando. What's the spoiler alert?
Well, a few years ago, I was talking to a friend when back in the days when most merengues had two chords. And he said, you know, there's going to come a time when merengue will only have one chord. And, of course, we have reached that time. It's known as merengue de mambo, merengue de calle. But my spoiler is there's going to come a time when merengue has no music. It'll just be rapping over percussion, like almost like a reggaeton.
Yeah, I was just going to say, isn't that reggaeton?
No, but it'll be real fast.
But there's bass in reggaeton.
It'll be real fast.
All right.
And and you won't be able to, it'll be so fast that you won't be able to tell what anybody's saying.
Crazy. All right, have a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello, I got a spoiler alert.
What is it?
In The Matrix, Keanu Reeves was the one.
He was the one.
Yes.
Who knew?
I did like The Matrix. Thanks for calling.
All right.
I watched The Matrix so high, and I was like, this is the greatest movie of all time. Hi, you're on the radio.
Billy Jam gives a thumbs up.
Billy Jam just gave me a thumbs up. Hi, you're on the radio. Hi.
What's happening, girls?
What's up, buddy? What's your spoiler alert?
In The Big Lebowski, the dude never bowls.
The dude never bowls in The Big Lebowski?
The dude never bowls.
Are you sure?
I'm 100% positive. I'm 1,000% positive.
Interesting. I do like that movie.
Huh?
I like that movie, too.
All right, have a good one.
I want to watch that tonight.
Wait, I thought we were watching something about the Hanging Garden.
Oh, Picnic at Hanging Rock.
Yeah, that one. Picnic at Hanging Garden.
No, Picnic at Hanging Rock.
Picnic at Hanging Rock.
Barbecue at Hanging Garden.
Barbecue at Hanging Garden.
That sounds like a Chinese restaurant.
Well done.
201-209-9368. A couple more minutes and then we gotta go. Who's winning?
I think it's Jenny with Free Willy.
Not Pee-wee's Playhouse?
Well, I don't know. Fine. Pee-wee then. I don't know. Pick one.
Mm-hmm. It's your list.
Which one do you like?
I like Pee-wee.
201-209-9368. You have 2 minutes to win the show. Spoiler alert. Nobody's calling. I just bit my nails.
That was silly. 201-209-9368.
Nobody.
Why?
I don't know. Let's get this done.
Yeah, let's get this done. Everyone's too busy watching K-Cards.
What? You think they're all watching it?
Why wouldn't they be? The other day, I had the longest day ever, and then I was so sad because it was 10 o'clock at night, and I was like, I haven't thought about cake farts all day.
What's wrong with you? Hi, you're on the radio.
Yes, good afternoon, ladies. Spoiler alert, whoever denied it, they supplied it.
Thanks. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio. Hey, you're on the radio.
It's over. Who won?
I can't decide between Pee-wee or Big or Free Willy.
Decide.
I like Jenny with Free Willy. You're the winner. Email us your t-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org.
You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 and online at wfmu.org. We'll be back next week with another hit show. Please stay tuned for Billy Jam.
Playing the spoiler alert game. Spoiler alert game.
An idiot.
Tonight we're playing the spoiler alert game.
An idiot. Love that movie. I think it's funny. I think it's funny.
An idiot. Hi, you're on the radio.
It's scary being good at it.
Well, I stepped up my cleats on, and that chin music, my theme song. That brush off, that right off, I just use that as a deduction. That mean mugging don't mean nothing.
Shit, go hold the line. I play the whole nine. I steal second, I scrape for mine. You can take the signs, you can pay no mind. I'm on the verge, you'll hold the sermon. Like I told the purist, if I played it safe, it would have sold insurance. So I kill it till it's dead, till it grows. Get it on the road, then tour till it's old. Like any good crow, I never tiptoed around them. Nigga, fuck them, straw man. Make me like amen, or my head knock, or something. Like money, but nothing in common. I came up on rhyming. Nine of us and we lining up, and you must be high on that diamond dust. Now I'm grinding out until my time is up. I didn't come to play no games, man. I came to win. I came to win. Yeah, I came to win. I didn't come to play no games, man. I came to win. I came to win. Yeah, I came to win. I get it in, then I'm in the wind, and I ain't no average citizen. I ain't living in that bitter end. I come to stack my dividends and then bounce. The chemtrail in your Easy Mac. Sims junk ill to all you tumbling amnesiacs. Faking funk and celiac. Got me out here feeling old. I'm a holding Caulfield calling phony. I'm for the land of Uncle Oli's. Yelling the police. Axel Foley, your magic kingdom. Leave a mess on your linoleum. In the kitchen with a downgraded Pluto. Enriching plutonium. These Molly Poppers with two based. Looking Rob Ford. That ain't flavor, that's Kool-Aid. You skating on a longboard. I'm taking shots, singing Z-Murder till I wind up on the floor. Then I'm Hasselhoff in this cheeseburger. Call you up around four. I'm Nick Cage in this Vegas. I'm lighting up these stages. They say baseless just to get famous. They Jim Rome, Skip Bayless. Sunglasses and bail money. My cunning and my homies. We running, we hungry. You stay playing on some pony. Stay blue, lonely boy. Southsider, outlier, the gasoline to your house fire, and I ride this shit till there's no tires. I didn't come to play no games, man. I came to win. I came to win. Yeah, I came to win. I didn't come to play no games, man. I came to win. I came to win. Yeah, I came to win. I get it in, then I'm in the wind, and I ain't no average citizen. I ain't living in that bitter end. I come to stack my dividends and then bounce, bounce, bounce.
Keep it. lunatic, spell it wrong. Go fucking ignorant, painted with the idiot savant hand. Terrorist, poison gas, birds in the cage, protect against government. Take this job and shove it like a dog, rub they facing it. Transplant, baby print, Hollywood pregnant. Paint chips, Maltese falcon to show the gold in it. Molding the pottery cup for the president. Sipping with the nations of the world to the end of it. The blood of 20 donkeys and baby elephants. Devilish is the smile I see on the master's kids. The modern man look through the glass and they know they live. Break the hologram A-list playlist.
And out of the lake came the biggest thing Fred had ever seen.
This way is dark.
As a matter of fact, it was the biggest living thing he or anybody else would ever see. And it was about as big as 11 or 12 whales and 9 elephants. With a long, long neck and a small head. Each of his four legs was as big around as an oak tree.
I collect jobs, bad habit, making my scratch. I know I can't reach the itch in my skull. Relax, pills don't help nobody but my past. Peter Rabbit going too fast when I'm on a roll. Slow down, dip the cigarette, hash hole. Work hard for what I got, which is nothing but me. Two in my hand and already burned down the bush. Rent in the key pocket, not an easy robbery. Death of living back on the street, the same shit. Some wish this life was different, but it's the way it is. An endless procession of ups and downs. Just keep your head up in the sky and focus on the ground.
Get me out of here! I wouldn't even know where I could fight for this guy.
Out of the lake came the biggest thing Fred had ever seen.
Brother! I got a big one!
No matter the cost. Getting easier, my sandwich thick. A day tripper, deliver the better water to your liver. Foul mouth, another classic hater of Flipper. Naturally, I wanna make them remember. Oh, yeah, who gives a damn no more? Alpha self lullaby with the hand on the Lord. Let loose the locked away idea, open up the floor and install a safe keypad, lock the combo force.